Ito na ang ating comeback era. Alam kong na-miss nyo kami. Hello sa inyong lahat. Ako si Aaron.
Ako si Vec.
Ako si Bro.
At ako si Lee. Welcome back sa podcast Conversations on Philippine History, Politics, and Society. Nagbabalik tayo ng walang pasabi, walang announcement. Kumbaga tahimik lang. Kasing tahimik ng pagtanggal sa EDSA Day bilang holiday, no?
What are the odds of that happening? Parang di naman ako nagulat. Pero totoo nga, nagbabalik ang podcast para ituloy ang ating current season, Shapers and Shakers, Personalities of Martial Law. Pero itong episode natin na to, break muna tayo sa personalities. Kasi we need to talk about EDSA Day. Or specifically, bakit mahalagang alalahanin natin ang EDSA People Power Revolution sa araw na ito.
And it's not like nagkataon lang na lumabas itong episode na ito today. Like last year, we partnered with the Human Rights Violations Victims Memorial Commission or MEMCOM to shed light on the importance of remembering this historical event.
Kaya naman salamat sa MEMCOM. For the benefit of our listeners, ang MEMCOM ay binuo sa bisa ng Republic Act No. 10368. At sa batas na ito, kinikilala ng pamahalaan ng Pilipinas na mayroong mga biktima ng malalang paglabag sa human rights sa rehime ng dating pangulo at diktator na si Ferdinand Marcos from 1972 hanggang 1986. Sa batas na ito, maliban sa pagbibigay ng monetary reparations sa mga human rights victims, kailangan ding ma-preserve at ma-conserve ang alaala ng mga biktima.
At dito pumapasok yung concept ng transitional justice. Kasi for societies that try to rebuild and move on from a violent past, there needs to be a reckoning of the truth, or yung tinatawag nilang truth-telling. Because these violations should not only be acknowledged, but also documented and addressed thoroughly. Kaya naman, I'm happy that we partnered with MEMCOM for this episode kasi yan mismo yung tunguhin nila as an agency.
And in this episode, we are also very lucky to have interviewed one of the principal authors of RA 10368, Congress Representative Edsel Lagman, to provide us insights about the need to remember and commemorate the end of the Marcos regime and the EDSA People Power Revolution.
Nito lang nakaraang buwan, umere sa primetime TV yung isang short advertisement that advocates for charter change. Napanood niyo ba yon?
Ito ba yung ano? Ito ba yung EDSA
Puera?
Ano ba yun?
EDSA Puera.
EDSA Puera. Yeah. EDSA Puera. Yes.
Nakita ko nga to. Pero parang malaking tanong dito is, for whom? Kaninong interest ba talaga yung mangingibabaw if mapalitan yung sarili ng bata?
Yeah.
Kasi kung maalala natin, almost every president na lang may attempt or every administration may attempt na i-amend ang constitution. The question is, malinaw ba sa mga tao kung para kanino at para saan ang mga pagbabago na to?
Yeah, actually, I agree, no? Na totoong, parang halos every post-EDSA president merong naging move to try to change the 1987 Constitution. At sabi nga ng statement ng UP Department of Political Science, baka kailangan pag-isipan yun kasi hindi pa natin fully nag-grasp or na nakukuha yung full potential ng 1987 Constitution. So marami pang mga nakapaloob sa Constitution na talagang hindi pa natin nare-realize. No? Halimbawa, yung Anti-Dynasty Bill, di ba? Wala pa rin tayong hanggang ngayon na ganun. At meron naman tayong mga local government code at mga iba pang mga additional laws that we have na actually meron namang potential na mas palakasin kaysa magkaroon ulit ng pagbabago ng konstitusyon.
Ako naman, striking sa akin yung paggamit sa EDSA at yung parang pag-piggyback sa siguro ilang taon ng propaganda against the EDSA Revolution and the end of martial law. So parang ginagamit yung na-build na propaganda for several years para mag-motion towards this effort to change the constitution. So, I think this reflects, no? Kasi, well, una sa lahat, pinalabas siya kasabay nung telecast nung traslasyon nung Nazareno, no? So, maraming nanonood ng TV, I think. So, it was an opportune time talaga to promote yung idea ng pagbabago ng constitution natin.
In fairness, sa timing din itong commercial na ito, ano, kasi last year naman, very low-key lang, the Office of the President did not include February 25 as a national holiday in 2024. Siyempre, hindi naman yan nakalagpas sa mga mata natin, ano.
Maraming umalma, pero ang statement ng Malacanang about it is that Sunday naman daw kasi ang Feb 25. So, minimal ang socio-economic impact na ideklara pa ito bilang special non-holiday since for most people, rest day na lang daw ito.
Yeah, pero diba yung Chinese New Year din naman, Saturday, pero holiday yung Friday, diba? So, medyo flimsy excuse yung ginawa nila. Parang minsan nga maisip mo, sana hindi na lang naglabas ng ganong statement kasi lalo pang lumala, diba? Kasi aside from that, yung Immaculate Conception sa December 8th, Sunday din naman, pero declared as a non-special, non-working holiday, no? So, yun, mahalaga kasi yung ganong institutional na imprint, kumbaga, doon sa mga ganitong commemoration, diba? Mm-hmm. So, napaghahalataan din.
And I think what's becoming more and more apparent for me is that talagang may conscious effort to undermine the legacy of EDSA. Pero yun nga, low-key, pero andun siya. And I feel like this is consistent sa mga effort, past and ongoing, to rewrite our history, distort some of its aspects, and paint certain personalities and sides in a different light. And dito sa podcast, naniniwala tayo na we need to counter this effort. And to do this effectively, we must first study it. Ito yung sinabi ni Representative Lagman sa ating interview tungkol sa pag-aaral sa ongoing propaganda efforts na baguhin yung ating kasaysayan.
The Commission on Human Rights must undertake a comprehensive study on persistent and ongoing distortion of the repression and profligacy during Marshall, more particularly promoting the historical perpetuity that it was during the Marshall regime that the Philippines experienced the glorious days, when in fact the martial law regime was the darkest era in the history of the Republic. The study should also include a rejection of the false propaganda that the EDSA People's Power Revolution was a misadventure, when in fact it ended Marcos' hegemony and dictatorship.
I want to highlight that last part. Why do we celebrate, commemorate, or remember EDSA? And it's because, first and foremost, it ended martial law.
True. And with the end of martial law came the end of the excesses of its leadership. We must remember that martial law under Marcos was a period of crony capitalism where only Marcos and his cronies got rich. It was also a period of the country's worst economic crisis since World War II due to unbelievable corruption. And if our listeners want to know more, you can always listen to our recent episodes para mas makita ninyo yung malalang effects ng batas militar sa ating bansa.
And of course, it was also a period of gross human rights violations. Now, from arbitrary arrests and detentions, torture and extrajudicial killings, and enforced disappearances, madami talagang nangyaring human rights violations. Now, so, Congressman Lagman shared his own experiences related to this in our interview.
I have a brother who was the first lawyer to be forcibly disappeared during the martial law regime. And I have another brother, my youngest brother, who was incarcerated during the martial law period. And I have a sister-in-law who was killed during the martial law era.
Parang narinig na natin to, no? And very close to home. Kaya rin talagang patuloy yung effort ng mga naging biktima at mga pamilya ng mga biktima na siguraduhin mapanatili yung pagkilala sa period na ito ng kasaysayan, especially sa bansa natin.
I think we have already implied it earlier in this episode, no? But I would just like to emphasize that Our current political climate poses a challenge to memorializing EDSA and the experiences of the victims. And it did not start only during this presidency, even before.
But with the current administration's indifference or apathy, actually, I wonder how you guys would characterize it. Pero ang dating kasi sa akin, it's like this period in our history is being set aside by the government. And then we have forces and people outside this governmental sphere who are actively reshaping our appreciation of martial law and EDSA.
Ano na nga ba ang EDSA para sa atin? A moment ago, we mentioned how it ended the martial law regime. Pero ang naging focus kasi ng effort ngayon is to paint it as the beginning of something more evil, something worse than martial law.
Ay, true. Pansin ko yan. Kasi lagi binabanggit yung promise of EDSA na failure daw or hindi na-achieve. Yung narrative na parang may tendency na isisi yung kasalukuyang kalagayan ng Pilipinas sa EDSA. Totoo ba?
Yeah, this might be controversial, but I think many will agree that the problem we have today due rin sa unrealistic promises of certain leaders na napako, no? Or perhaps the economic downturn, the urban decay of our cities, the widening inequalities in society. I'd rather look back at the last 10 years or so instead of ugatin pa natin at isisi sa isang bagay. Kasi I think yung isang pangako ng EDSA, kung promise of EDSA man yung titingnan natin, is to end the dictatorship. So in that sense, na-fulfill niya yung isang major promise niya.
And don't you think this effort to distort EDSA for what it meant for Filipinos back in 1986 has really become a scapegoat to a point that we are missing the point in our effort to truly move on from the past?
And lagi namang sinasabi, no? Lagi ibinabandera na kailangan nating mag-move on from this period in our history. But I think we must assert, no, that there is no reconciliation or justice unless we acknowledge past transgressions. At binanggit din ito ni Congressman Lagman sa ating interview. Pakinggan natin.
One of the biggest challenges to memorializing martial law and the heroism of the victims is the fact that an heir of the late President Marcos Sr. is now the head of the government. He himself said in several occasions that there were no oppressions, there were no repression, there were no human rights violations during the time of his father's martial law. And definitely, this is putting the wrong foot forward, because there should be first an acknowledgement of the transgression before we can even talk about reconciliation. So there is an attempt to derail transitional justice, which is very important, because we cannot have a united nation, a united country. We cannot have full closure and definitive reconciliation if there is no admission of the violation or transgression.
Well, simple lang naman, at binanggit na rin ni Congressman Lagman, kung seryoso sa call na mag-move on, dapat kilalanin at alalahanin ang ginawang paglabag sa karapatang panlao. Remembering EDSA is one way to do this. Pero ayun, hindi naman dineklarang holiday.
Ano bang value din kasi when EDSA is declared a national holiday, no? Or when we commemorate it, no? Andali din kasing i-dismiss na it's a very political issue. But in reality, remembering EDSA would show in some way how we value the lives of people who suffered during this time. It is also an opportune moment to remind the Filipino people that it is the people that are at the center of the democratic process. And when they are not, like that time under Marcos, the people can come together peacefully to reclaim their position.
I agree. And of course, When you remember EDSA, we take pride in our history and tradition of collective action as a united Filipino people clamoring for democracy.
So kung seryoso ang pamahalaan sa unity, alalahanin natin yung unity na ipinamalas ng mga Pilipino noong patalsikin natin ang diktador noong 1986.
When EDSA was not declared a holiday for 2024, Congressman Lagman took legislative action to propose the enactment of a bill to make Feb 25 a permanent national holiday. Ito yung sabi niya.
Another negative factor is the fact that in the list of national public non-working holidays, the culmination of the EDSA Revolution on February 25 every year has not been part of this enumeration. That is why I filed a bill urging that a law be passed recognizing February 25, the culmination of the EDSA Revolution, which resulted to the ouster of the late President Ferdinand Marcos Sr., be made annually a national public non-working holiday to memorialize the atrocities of what happened and also to memorialize the nobility and sacrifices of the victims of nationalism. And I hope the House of Representatives will give this appropriate attention because we are going to celebrate again February 25, the culmination of the peaceful People's Power Revolution.
Declaring EDSA Day a national holiday is crucial for several reasons as outlined by Representative Lagman. It's about commemorating the triumph over tyranny. It's about acknowledging the sufferings of the victims. And of course, it's also about ensuring that we do not forget the lessons of the past. He also has this to add.
I think it's very important that this should be declared a national public non-working holiday for the following reasons. It will perpetuate the commemoration of the people's triumph against despotism and profligacy during the darkest era in Philippine history. It would memorialize the heroism and sufferings of the victims and survivors of the martial law period. It would promote historical truth and help guarantee the non-repetition of massive violations of human rights. And it will prevent or forego the varying degrees of celebrations decreed by Philippine sitting presidents to the extent of ambivalence and negation.
Baka nga, no, kailangan talaga ng batas para maiwasan yung ambivalence ng kung sino man yung nakaupo. Kasi hindi naman dapat yan according to the whims or the agenda of who's in possession. Philippine history should never be a matter of the politics of whoever is the president. No? It should be a matter of truth. Setting aside EDSA enables its distortion or denialism in our history. Or worse, it could be forgotten.
And it's sad if we forget it or at least remember it for anything else aside from what it really is. And I don't think we could find a lot of examples in our contemporary history when the injustices in society resulted in this concerted and united effort to fight for democracy.
True. Kaya naman para kay Congressman Lagman, ang pag-alala sa EDSA ay hindi lang usapin ng demokrasya. Usapin din ito ng hustisya. Pakinggan natin to.
We should always remember the past to provide lessons and guidelines for the present and guideposts for the future. Because the past will always haunt us if we are not able to remember and learn from the lessons of the past. And we can avoid falling into pitfalls if we are able to appreciate the difficulties. And to my mind, we cannot appreciate democracy. We cannot implement full democracy if we are able to rectify past aberrations which destroyed democracy. And then also, we must have justice. The relief given to victims is only partial justice. It is not full justice because the real perpetrators are not indicted, they are not convicted, and they are not penalized. If there is no full rendition of justice, there can be no adequate closure and subsequent reconciliation.
Remembering EDSA is one thing, but we must also advocate for a more holistic appreciation of what justice is when we talk about the human rights violations victims during martial law.
At sabi nga ni Congressman Lagman, no, full justice, buo. A holiday is an example of symbolic reparations, but we must stack up on all kinds of reparations to fully bring justice to the victims.
Not to take away the spotlight on the thousands of people who were killed, tortured, disappeared, and their families, but I think we may even conceive of the whole Filipino nation as the embodiment of victimization. One way or another, the ordinary Filipino suffered because of martial law under Marcos. So yes, you owe us, the Filipino people, not only a holiday, but more.
And that's it for this episode. Ngayong February 25, alalahanin natin ang 37th taong anibersaryo ng EDSA People Power Revolution, a time when we showcased our unity to stand for democracy.
Magpapasalamat tayong muli sa Human Rights Violations Victims Memorial Commission para sa episode na ito. Bisitahin ang kanilang website hrvvmemcom.gov.ph at ang kanilang social media pages for resources on this topic that we discussed today.
And for topics that we will discuss in the next few episodes, dahil magbabalik na ang 2nd bahagi ng ating current season, Shapers and Shakers, kung personalities of martial law ang pinag-usapan natin sa first half, for this second half, we're gonna talk about personalities of the EDSA People Power Revolution. Abangan nyo yan every Saturday.
For now, continue supporting podcasts by liking our social media pages. We are on all major ones. Nasa YouTube din kami as Podcast TV. Bisitahin nyo rin ang aming website, podcast.org, at pakinggan ang aming mga naunang episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts. Muli, maraming salamat sa pakinggan as always. Have a good day.